Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Don't you know, we're talking about...
And welcome back to This Week in Waukesha with your host, Alderman Don Brown, coming to you from the Walk Radio studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, also known as the future home, the future office of former Alderman Don Brown as of effective April 6th this year. So,
do we want to talk about that, Don?
We do not. Okay. Well, perhaps. But one thing I did want to talk about is because you've been running on a platform of inclusion, transparency, getting people more involved. And I was showing you this at the last council meeting. I was showing the tally of voter turnout. And in a city or in these districts, what I'm counting, 41,514 registered voters for the primaries. There were 7,770 voters in our respective districts and or wards. Lisa and I are now in the same aldermanic district. In mine, Ward 7, out of 326 registered voters, there were 42 that came to vote. And in Lisa's district 8, correct? Ward 8, 578 eligible voters, registered voters, and 59 came to turn out. What do we do to get people more involved? Like, you go to these common council meetings, and it's the usual suspects, yourself, Charlie Becker. Oh, I forget the one guy's name. But what can we do to get more?
Mr. Thomas.
What would you do as mayor to inspire more people to participate?
Well, that is a very good question. I think that if we give people the opportunity to express themselves, maybe they'll be more willing. If they know that someone is actually listening, maybe they'll be more willing. I just got my signs. Do you see them here?
Oh, yeah.
Here,
you can hand it to me.
Hand it to you. All right.
So it gets on the live stream here. Here you go. Try that on for size.
So as you had said, the mayor is a nonpartisan position. So we have blue on there, we have red on there, and it's meeting with the purple in the center. So hopefully we can get everybody out there to vote this time around. That would be good.
Now, purple, those are Waukesha North colors. Are you displaying any kind of favoritism?
Okay. All right, now look. All right, blue.
I'm just kidding.
Is west.
Yeah, there.
North is purple.
Spoken
and
like
south
a true politician.
Is
wow.
Red. We have everybody included. And actually,
now, was this scripted? Did you prepare for this kind of question, or is this just off the cuff?
No.
You can be honest.
Because when I was coming up with this design,
okay.
So Bob and I were at the parade when that happened, and let me just
take a moment.
Get my composure here.
Sure.
Friends of ours have a daughter that was in band, and they went to Hawaii, and they had a banner which represented all the bands, even though it was just one of the high schools.
Yeah. Was that for the Pearl Harbor?
It was.
That was, yeah, a friend of mine's son went. Yeah. I'm so glad that happened.
And I just love that idea of let's represent the whole city through this scenario. And
that's great.
And it's also flag, you know, it's got the blue in the corner for the stars, and it's got the red. And so I love that idea of representing the whole city. And so I kind of stole their idea.
Very good. Terrific. All right. See, she's already working off of the people. Love it. So speaking of the parade, too, I wanted to throw the Parade Memorial Commission that was established last month will have its second meeting at the City Hall Council Chambers on Thursday, March 3rd at 6 p.m. And at this meeting, the public is invited to give public comment. And I plan on being there because I have a few ideas. In my district, we had a lot of success with raising money to plant memorial trees in Banting Park. And the families and friends of those people that are honored, they prefer going there than going to the cemetery. And during the holidays, they plant flags. One of our friends was a Vietnam War veteran, so on Memorial Day and Veteran Day, the grandkids come and they put flags down. It's really special, and so I have some ideas about using our Parks Department Park Rec and Forestry's Memorial Tree Program that I think would be a fitting tribute. But I know you also had some ideas, and again, as mayor, what would you do to help, you know, continue the healing process, as well as, you know, again, honoring those that we lost?
If I could just share something that it is so positive. My granddaughter is on the extreme dance team, and they were in the line of fire there. Yesterday they performed at Disney World, and all of the girls were able to participate. Some couldn't be as physical as some of the others because they're still healing, but it's just, you know, things like that are a healing. Yeah. And to see the video of the girls dancing together as a team, not quite whole yet, but getting there is amazing. So to have this memorial, to have it where it happened, I think would be very important. And just as a place to go and reflect and pray and unite. You know, you see people there that may have experienced the same thing that you have, or even those that didn't experience, but still, you know, in their heart, they were affected. It's very important that we have something to bring forth the positive that came out of it. The Blair House has a Facebook page, and I'm not saying this to plug that, but I had put a our granddaughter had just gone through before the incident, and so I posted a happy video of the girls dancing and smiling, and put that on our page, and it had hundreds of thousands of views and over 3,000 comments from people saying, "Hey, we're thinking about you. We're praying for you. We're so sorry that that happened," and you know, to get people involved is a good thing.
Terrific. Thanks for sharing on that. And you know, another reminder too, because we're about to go to a break, is I had a call from a constituent just a couple of days ago concerned about, okay, what is the police doing to guarantee safety for upcoming events? And she hasn't seen anything publicized yet. So I had an opportunity at city council meeting to talk to Deputy Danny Engel, and he said that there is, as I expected, a plan is in the works. The reason they haven't publicized anything yet is that there's a couple of vendors that are being considered for actually putting up barriers, as well as some of the other provisions. So a public announcement will be made soon, and they'll be in place for the first big parade, which would be Memorial Day. But also called Officer Dan Bauman, who's in charge of public relations for Waukesha Police Department, if people have questions about that. So we're going to pay some bills right now, and we'll be back with mayoral candidate Lisa Selb. Stay tuned.
Because finally the tables are starting to turn. Talk about a revolution. Because finally the tables are starting to turn. Talk about a revolution. Oh, no. Talk about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare line. Crying to those of service armies.